I'm Jennifer Ludden. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, journalist Anne-Louise Bardock pulls back the curtain on Fidel Castro's illness in her latest book. But first, another conversation for the National Day of Listening. All across NPR, you've been hearing these stories, which come to us from our friends at StoryCorps. Tell Me More's own Michelle Martin sat down to listen to her best friend, Athelia Knight.
Do you remember how we met?
I know it was at the Washington Post, and I know you had recently arrived in the summer as a summer intern. It was memorable, but...
Because I was like a little twerp.
Right.
Right?
No, you
little
weren't.
Little twerpy summer intern.
No, you... Yeah, you were a pest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I ever explain to you why I came up to introduce myself?
Vaguely, but no, I don't.
One of the editors who was in charge of us, one of the city editors, said, pointed at you and said, her name is Athelia Wilhelmina Knight. And every day when she walks in the door, she says to herself, I'm going to get on the front page that day. And he said, you should meet her and you should try to be like her.
Oh, wow.
And I took it really literally.
You certainly did. Not only did you attach yourself to me at work, but it was even after work. You did. It's sort of like, well, what are you doing the weekend? Let's go to this museum. We must have seen so many exhibits together.
Did I ever get on your nerves?
No, I wouldn't say you got on my nerves. No. No, I don't think you got on my nerves. But what it was about you, I had never had anyone come into the newsroom like you and be so hungry to learn so many things so quickly. And I liked it because that's one of the reasons I got into journalism is because I was always asking the question of why.
Do I remind you of yourself in any way? Because one of the things that's always been interesting to me is we like a lot of the same things, but we're very different. I mean, You're much more discreet than I am,
yes,
for example.
That's true.
Just trying to find...
But I think also it comes with our background. I mean, You grew up in New York. I grew up in Portsmouth, Virginia, which is, you know, Virginia at the time that I was growing up was very segregated. As a way of negotiating myself through my life, you know, there were certain things that you did and certain things that you didn't do. And one of the things that I had questions about was why couldn't I go to the pool that was in our neighborhood? The white kids could. So that was one of the reasons I got in journalism, because I was always asking the question of why. You know, maybe I get it from my mom. I don't know. My mom was, I think she would have been a terrific reporter if she had grown up at an entirely different time. She did not work outside of the home. She raised 8 kids. She was a seamstress. I mean, she was just so smart.
Was she your role model?
Yeah, she was. But then you would say, well, she was your role model. You know, you should have gotten married and had kids and all these other things. But no, I just saw her do so much with so little. You know, my dad was fine, too. I don't want to put it all on my mom, but my dad was the first
one. Forget it. I've known you too long, so don't even bother.
No, really. People would say, how could you deal with folks in a newsroom? And he really made me tough, you know, because he would say no. And then I was like, okay, well, how can I go back and get that yes? And, you know, maybe I was conniving. I mean, he loved baseball. He would watch baseball games. And when the baseball game would come on, I'd go in and watch the baseball game with him because I knew eventually he would want a chili dog from the store down the street. And if I was watching the game with him and he sent me to get the chili dog, he would get one for me. So, you know, I'd go get the chili dog, watch the game with him, eat my hot dog, then go back outside and play. You know, but it wasn't just male chauvinist. You know, I could say, well, Dad, we're going to Jamestown. The class is going. And, you know, the answer would be no. You just don't do something because everybody else is doing it. And so then I would have to sort of say, well, you know, Jamestown was the first permanent English settlement, part of our history, blah, blah, blah. And then it's, oh, okay.
Do you think it's funny that we've been friends for so long?
Yeah. No, I do. No, because, you know, I know that there's some things about me that irk you. I think with all that we have been through, I could see all of the ways that you were helping me. Because, you know, there were some times that you were, like, trying to figure out what was going on and I wouldn't talk to you. And you would continue to badger me and figure out a way. And you eventually would get me to talk. And, you know, I appreciated you being there. And I felt that you understood because you were also in this business. And I just, you know, admire, respect, love, consider you just like family, like my sister.
I love you.
Love you too.
That was Athelia Knight, interviewed by her best friend and host of Tell Me More, Michelle Martin. We invite you to take the time to record a story from someone close to you.